I had a dream this morning. Now, one thing that happened in the dream was that I was singing along with a phonograph record, an old show tune that I knew from childhood. Well, I thought I knew it, but then when the music just became orchestral, I didn't remember the rest of the words. And reflecting on it, this is what the dream meant, this part of the dream. It meant that my individual memory is accessing the group memory, the collective unconscious, without it playing, I couldn't remember the words. We have an eidetic memory, a perfect exact memory of any past event. And occasionally, this is proven to us when we remember something. It's easier to remember something that was dramatic because our adrenaline turns on, our memories are much more engraved within us. But we can remember the little trinkets that our parents had sitting on shelves. We can remember the pattern of wallpaper in our room. We can remember the fabric covering of a couch and where the fabric was worn. We can remember the smell of the windowsill in our grandparents' apartment that we only visited once in a while. We can remember how it felt when we heard the sound of the wheels of the train. How it felt emotionally. These exact memories are accessible because they are part of an infinite memory bank, a collective one. Now I'll tell you another part of the dream this morning. You know how a disciple might touch the feet of a teacher and indicate the greatest height of my knowledge is just the beginning of my teacher's knowledge. Well, in this dream, there was my teacher, Lorraine Sinkler, and it was she who was touching the feet of a student. And here is the meaning. There is a continuum from the highest realm of awareness, as represented by my teacher. A continuum that goes from that highest level down to the very lowest level of awareness within any being, the foot of awareness. And this continuum can be traversed and is traversed from both directions. We are journeying, as you would say, upwards to the head. And head means beginning, like the headwaters. We are journeying back to the beginning, you might say. It's a paradoxical journey. At the same time, the pristine, pure, divine source of things journeys downwards, so to speak. It journeys through this collective unconscious, which was playing the music in the dream. It journeys through the collective unconscious and to each of our individual consciousnesses, each of our individual lives, because God is alive. Therefore, I, as an individual, am alive, aware of my life. This is what separates me from a machine. This awareness is a divine awareness. It's like a body of water, and it has inlets. And we're inlets. So as we become aware of the reality of things, not intellectually aware, but really aware, then we are really being with you. We are really being with you, the Divine One. We are really being with you, the individual manifestation of the Divine One, the manifestations we meet. It was said in the Bible, how can you love God who you have not seen unless you love your neighbor who at least you've seen? Conversely, we cannot love our neighbor and we cannot love ourself unconditionally and totally and all the way through, until we have gotten all the way through, until we have connected and re-experienced our oneness with the Source. Our oneness with the Source is always here. And it's funny, while the program is playing, a computer screen flashes definitions of words. It's like a saver screen. And the current word was standing. like a standing order. We have a standing order. It's not a sitting order because it is already up and at them. You can put that order as God and the universe and me, going from the largest down to me. You can go back the other direction, from myself to this whole collective world, but don't stop there. Keep going to God. It would be as if you read a play or see a movie. Beyond that production is the creative artist who can produce any number of plays or movies or paintings or songs, which is God. When you think of a piece of music, the notes go higher, the notes go lower, until at the end of the song, it's balanced out. That's when you get to that last note. And that last note, it's as if you're on the bass line from which a sine wave arises above the line, below the line, a higher note, a lower note. There's an equality to the source. The source is beyond form. Someone will say, God does not exist. There is no God. It's nothing. God is no thing. God is beyond form. God is no thing, and so it never had to be created, it never had to be fashioned or made or conceived of or worked upon. It's a perfection that always is, always was, is, will be. And we can experience our oneness with this. Right now, I am being. I am being. Being this whole creation. I don't have to do anything to make this happen. It's the opposite of the ego. It's the opposite of conceit. It's the opposite of control or getting my own way. It's sinking into reality. It's as easy as falling off a log. Or it would be as fearsome as falling off a log. But we are not annihilated. We fall into the arms of the divine. We are comforted. We are freed from fear and freed from pain. We may experience this for moments in the years, and then the years are the moments. This experience does not need to be so scarce and rare. It says in the Bible, I die daily. I die daily. Our ego is like a seed that falls in the ground and dies, and therefore produces much seed. In the Hindu book, the Mahabharata, Arjuna, the prince, is facing a great battle. It's a crisis that forces him to suddenly realize that his charioteer, that is the energy that really animates him, is indeed a god, Krishna. And Krishna tells him, I am that I am. God is that individuality of me. This individuality of me is the Godhead. So it's not an iffy proposition. My teacher Lorraine said, make the effort to achieve the effortless. She said, it isn't easy, but easy does it. We return to this again and again. And still the word for the day on the computer is standing. It's like a standing order to ourselves. We don't force it. We can't force it. It's not an act of will. But we are brought to return to this, to return to this every day, to return to this more than once in a day, this experience of God's presence. We might feel it for 10 seconds, and like that little pea in the sky, the sun, that 10 seconds will color our whole day, turn it from black to yellows and blues in every color. In a sense, it's good to get depressed and upset and dissatisfied so that we get going. We look, we search. You might say that it's easy to find God, but it's not so easy to find God when we're not at all purposefully looking for it. And now the word that has appeared is apotheosis, the elevation of someone to divine stature, deification. Well, I don't pick these words. That sounds so grandiose. Call it the knocking down of somebody to divine stature. Take it that way. What is more humble than dirt? And the earth is a big pile of dirt. What is smaller than nothingness? Everything is based upon nothingness, and there is nothing to fear. As easily as I can drive over here and make a broadcast and touch the meditative state, just as easily you can be doing mundane things and switch to the reality . And as you learn this reality, you are not just talking a talk, especially because it's better not to talk about this to the unprepared person, only to the prepared person, only to your colleague, and not to proselytize. Everybody goes through their own correct course of evolution. We are not just talking a talk, but we are walking a walk. The resting within meditation becomes the horse in front of the cart of our day. We become unattached. Unattached is the opposite of detachment. We're closer than ever to everything. But we shred our own agenda. We let God unfold around us. We witness a change in the way things operate when we are living in a human sense of things. We see things around us according to a human sense of things. When we change to a spiritual sense of things, we see things as they really are. We see things as a spiritual universe where the miraculous is the normal, natural course of events. and we see it. Somebody next to us seeing things humanly. Still sees things humanly, but we understand more, and we extend our compassion to every being that is encountering us, and we them. A parent comforts a child. Doesn't try to teach it calculus. Although the advancement here is not an intellectual one nor a complex one, it is like unto waking from a dream. When we are within a dream, it's impossible for us to remember. What it's like to be awake. That is not the function of the dream. This dream state has divine purpose. And so we are loath to wake somebody to disturb them from their sleep and their dream. Within this dream, we forge the complete confidence that there is reality, reality in the midst of no thingness, formlessness. It's all a vision, like a lotus floating in a pond. That's the Hindu metaphor for this world. The lotus has many, many petals, and in the center is the jewel of limitless awareness. The Tibetan expression, Om Mani Padme Hum, that means that Om, the formless, is the center of the lotus, which is my heart. And this program is really being with you. This is Moshe Ross, a fellow Ashlander, I'm happy to work with students face to face, not just on the radio. And we are teaching here how to meditate, how to access a spiritual level of awareness. Well, thank you.